This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, winners? I'm not saying winners, winter like, you know, snow season. I'm talking about winners. You people. You guys, you effective conservatives, you are making a difference. Holy cow. Give yourselves a pat on the back, a hand, because you know what? We have given a left a kick in the butt, or other body parts if you prefer. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Starbucks sales are down. Target sales are down. Let me stop there and remind you what each of these companies did and why you revolted against them. Starbucks said during refugee resettlement and the Trump travel order that it was going to hire a bunch of refugees to fill its stores. Baristas. In defiance of you and President Trump. And you responded. And Starbucks said, you know what, we need a change in CEO. And they got rid of Howard Schultz. And then they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hire veterans. And now they got some cheesy commercial. We're hiring veterans. Because you spoke. That's why. Target sales are down. You want to know why? Because Target decided it was going to go into the business of social engineering versus selling household wares. And it decided it was going to jump in the middle of a non-issue where people go to the bathroom. Because Target believes that the left dictate its profits. We have been saying, at least I have, for decades, that it is the conservative dollar that is the most important dollar in the United States. See, the leftist dollar is made one of two ways. It's either the filthy rich who have minions do their shopping for them and they buy the luxury stuff, or it is the filthy poor who live off of you and they buy necessities of life. But the stuff that Target sells are not the necessities of life. They're the luxuries of life for the middle class. Things that you decide, you know what, I could use a fifth TV in my home, or a table that I'll sell at a garage sale for 50 cents in 2 years that I'll no longer need. Or glassware and kitchenware and things like that that you've just decided, you know what, I'm tired of the old. I want something newer. They've got a new collection. You are responsible for their profits, but they didn't realize it, and they decided to make transgender bathrooms their issue. And you said, hey, I never worried about where transgender went to the bathroom before. Why are you making it an issue, Target? Because we think it'll look good in our social media platform. It'll make us look politically correct. And you know what you did? You drove their sales into the dirt. Congratulations, people. Movie sales are down. Hollywood is experiencing the worst summer it's had in a long time. And it isn't just movie choices. The movies are out there. It's been the same drivel for decades. But you said, I'm not spending my money on your drivel, Hollyweird. And you revolted. And it is reflecting in the box office. God bless you. Hallelujah. Somebody come over here and wipe the sweat off me. Feeling like I'm preaching. You want to know what else is down? Award show viewership. You know where the awards people that left to give themselves all these glorious awards and then say, hey, award winning this or award winning that or blah, 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 because they just ingratiate themselves because they're so full of themselves. And you said, I ain't watching your crap anymore. I've had enough. VMAs, Video Music Awards. People's Choice Awards, Grammys and Oscars and nah. All self-aggrandizement for their leftist indulgence. That's all they do. They indulge themselves. They make more money than God doing what you want, what they want to do, what people dream of doing, and it isn't enough because they want to influence you
Global warming.
So says Leo DiCaprio.
It's the worst thing ever.
You have better things to do, Leo. And so does everybody else. George Clooney.
Donald Trump is a menace.
We just talked about, what's his face? John Legend. John Stevens. That's his real name. John Rogers Stevens or Stephen Rogers or whatever. Legend in his own mind. He says Donald Trump is a menace. Donald Trump is a menace. Shut up and sing, you putz. I don't even like his singing. I don't even like George Clooney's acting. When did he become the De Niro, which I hate to compare him to because I don't like De Niro either. He's a great actor who has decided that he's got more to say. So Donald Trump's an idiot. Let me tell you something, Holly Weird, if you're listening. Barack Obama was the idiot. I know you don't like to hear that, but it's a fact, and you know it. And you know, to go back on your view of Barack Obama in comparison to Donald Trump makes you look like a stooge. That's why they don't do it. If you wonder why Democrats are so hell-bent, what do they call it, dogmatic? I think that's the word. Dogmatic in their love of leftism. It's because they know it's wrong. And when they know it's wrong, what do children do? They have to buy into it fully.
I don't care if I'm wrong. I'm mad at you. You're my parent. You think you know everything.
Yeah, we do know everything. Conservatives know everything. I'll say it for you. You don't have to brag. I'll brag for you people. Kevin Jackson's show will do all your bragging. You just sit there and look pretty. I'll take care of this, okay? I got this here. CNN, viewership, in the tank. You know why? Because we figured out their fake news. And we got a warrior up there by the name of Donald Trump who is willing to call them out. Ask yourself this. When has anybody as a Republican in the public eye said, I'm going to beat on the media incessantly. I'm talking about every day until I have no air in my lungs. That's what Donald Trump does. And that's why CNN's viewership is down. And let me tell you, hey, MSNBC, is this thing on? We're coming after you. You ain't going to last, you punks. Oops. They're not going to last. NFL. Viewership. In the tank because of you. You people. That's right. You Christian conservative, God-loving, Bible-thumping, military-supporting, American-loving patriots have driven the NFL in the tank. America's sport. Yeah, football. We ain't talking about soccer. We're talking about the real football. You have said to the commissioner and to all the people in the NFL, if you want a social engineer, you can go do it somewhere else. We're turning you off. Folks, I love you. I hope it's mutual. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad to be with you. We had some fun last segment, didn't we? Because I was praising all over you. I was just gushy gooey over you, you conservative, you Christian conservative folks out there. Woo! And see, I didn't put any color on it. I didn't put a gender on it. I put a religion on it. Oh, and by the way, Jewish conservative too. Sorry. Didn't want to leave my Jewish friends out. Oh, not at all. Everybody who espouses to the America that I love and that I know you love, hey, we're friends. You are in the safe zone, baby. I'm glad you're here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Jesse Jackson says Donald Trump doesn't qualify to enter Jesus' kingdom. I said that and I almost wanted to start preaching. He doesn't qualify to enter Jesus' kingdom. Donald Trump, he did not qualify to enter Jesus' kingdom. I can just hear Jesse Jackson saying that. Even Farrakhan, I don't think, would say that. Donald Trump does not qualify to enter Jesus' kingdom. The great Yahweh. I didn't do a good. I can do a good Farrakhan, so don't get me started. But right now I'm in Jesse Jackson mode. with Jesse Jackson, you got to kind of talk with the back of your throat and do things like this, say things like that, and you can get Jesse Jackson. And he says, Donald Trump, who is Jesse Jackson to tell who can enter the kingdom of God? I mean, I'm just saying. Look, we're all sinners. But Jesse, Jesse's running. Get this. Jesse Jackson runs Operation, what was it called? I think it's called Rainbow Push or something. Operation Push. Put hope in your brains and not dope in your veins. So he runs a charity, and I use my finger quotes, that the IRS wouldn't touch. They won't audit this fool. That's why he doesn't owe money. Sharpton got audited, and he still owes money. What's the update on Sharpton? Has he paid off his debts? I haven't heard from him. Sharpton's on lockdown. I think when Donald Trump got elected, Al Sharpton went into witness protection. He's like, oh, I'm all about to let that white man kill me. Shoot. There's a couple of race pimps. But anyway, Jesse Jackson comes out. He says Donald Trump does not qualify to enter the Jesus kingdom. And I'm just thinking, who is he to say this? For the record, who is anybody to say that? Your walk with Jesus is your walk. Who am I to... Look, we all sin. And you know what? You fight sin. You cannot conquer sin. I'm just telling you. You by yourself, you cannot do it. The only thing that happens, so I'm being dead serious here, is divine intervention. If you have a vice and somebody knows it, and you are in a vulnerable spot, I don't know, your dog died, you know, whatever. You lost your job. Somebody can stick that vice in front of you and you will be like, you know, you will go for it. Look, I'm not going to preach here. I'm not going to get all Corinthians, you know, 2 Corinthians on you. But I will tell you, in the Bible, it tells you that you can't fight your worldly and bodily pleasures by yourself. You can't do it. The only way you do it is you have to put faith in God. God has to intervene on you because you won't do it. If you like to gamble, you could go, I ain't going to gamble today. But somebody go, hey, dude, we're all going to the casino. And you're like, no, I don't gamble. Just come along, man. Have a drink. You know, you don't have to gamble. There's lots to do. They got all kinds of things. Well, okay, I'll go there and have a meal. At the poker table. Hey, bring me my burger over here. And some chips. I need a marker. I'm just telling you, it doesn't matter what it is. If your mind wants it, you will fixate on this, and it becomes ugly. And look, that's what makes us. That is the choice you get in this life. See, when you were a baby, when you were forming in utero, you didn't have any choices. That's why God takes care of the babies. Don't worry about the babies, even the ones that are aborted. God's got a place for them. And we think, God, we abort so many babies. Trust me, the Lord has plenty of room in His house. Don't make me go all spiritual and get all, you know, start quoting 2 Corinthians here. But, you know, look, don't worry about them. I mean, let's worry about them because it's a mark, it's a stain on humanity. But just say, don't worry about them. But because when you're forming, you have no sin. You got, man, you're good to go. Up to 1, 1.5 years old, you're pretty good. You don't have many memories of it. You get to be about 3, you start learning how to lie. Did you do that? No, not me. Yeah, you did. Little baby. No, they're lying. See, God intervenes and goes, see? Uh-huh. And He starts testing you. And your whole life is a test before you enter into this next world. I wrote about this in my first book. I said, this is proof of God. There's not an atheist on the planet who can debate me on what I call proof of God. So you go and they wonder, Kevin, how do you know there's going to be another world? I know there's another world. In as much as I know that I got born out of my mother's womb. I don't remember it, but it happened. I don't think there's anybody going, Kevin, what makes you believe that you were ever in your mother's womb? Because science? So why am I not in my mother's womb on earth waiting to be born into the next realm? Why is that so fanciful? You know, fanciful. I was going to make up a new word, but let's just stick with fanciful. If what's-her-face can dream up Harry Potter, why can't I dream up the idea that there's a higher being that's ready to take me in there? And for the record, who is Jesse Jackson to tell me I can't be part of that?
Kevin Jackson cannot handle the kingdom of God.
Look, I'm a sinner, but I promise you this, I'm no bigger sinner than Jesse Jackson. That much, you stick Reverend on his name, stick whatever you want on his name. I'm not a bigger sinner than Jesse Jackson, and I'm not trying to compare, because that's not a, that's a bar that's pretty easy to jump over, if you know what I'm saying. Dude had a, dude was paying for his mistress out of his charity. I'm just saying, that's pretty low. If you're going to have a mistress, you know, to each his own, but don't take other people's money and pay for her. Come on, Hillary. That's what all those leftists do. They are crooked to their core, man. What was funny, when you remember, Jesse Jackson was counseling Bill Clinton on his infidelity with the dress with Monica Lewinsky. Meanwhile, simultaneously, I'm talking about at the very same time, Jesse Jackson was paying his mistress apartment and had her on salary with Operation Push. But he's counseling Clinton. I mean, isn't it fitting that, that Clinton would bring in Jesse Jackson to do that counseling? Holy cow. That's like Hillary Clinton bringing in Madoff, you know, the counselor on the Clinton Foundation. Woo! Jesse Jackson. Trump doesn't qualify to enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay, Jesse. Thank you. Appreciate you enlightening us, Reverend. Man, I'd rather get counseling from Al Sharpton than Jesse Jackson, and you know that's rough.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Going to have a little real talk. I love these conversations because they come up so often, and we're not doing a deep enough dive on them. So I have come up with a concept where I want to talk about these issues just a little bit deeper than normal. Radio, you get to do that. TV is what frustrates me the most. And I pitched a show that where I said, let's go in and take a deeper look at some of these topics that we skim by. Black Lives Matter has only been touched on. It hasn't really been examined. And it's because people are afraid, in my opinion, to touch the topic. But we should be talking about this. We should be talking about issues like recently passed DACA. And I'll touch on that for just a second. But and the reason is this. They want you to believe that the DREAM Act is monolithically something that is going to make Mexicans mad. There are many Mexicans in the United States that are going, look, I don't know why you keep letting these illegals in. It's our country, too. The George Lopez's of the world are rare. These people are American citizens, or they've got people that have gotten in line or served in the military and earned their way to get this. And suddenly, we're supposed to just give this privilege. I use the example of Harvard all the time in talking about, you know, offering somebody education or an Ivy League education. You want to live, you know, if you say, well, Kevin, Europe has open borders, congratulations, go get that. Go to Europe with open borders. That's like the community college of countries. But if you want to get into Harvard, you got to do something. You got to earn it. You need letters of recommendation. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is there was a BBC documentary back in the 60s, and it's funny to listen to these documentaries. And by the way, this, I think it was titled something like How White Extremists View Blacks in America, or White Supremacists View Blacks in America. It's one of those words. And I want to play this clip for you because when I heard this documentary, I thought to myself, wow, nothing's changed. This is from the 60s. By the 80s, black folks were mainstream. We had battled our way out of the civil rights movement and starting to make true strides. The black middle class was born. The black conservative became, we became mainstream. Middle class blacks were all over the place. It wasn't uncommon for somebody to have a black doctor, lawyer, dentist, whatever. We were mainstream. We were integrated into society, etc. And you know what we've done since the 80s? We've segregated. Self-segregated, which is even more disturbing. But let me let you hear this documentary, because I want to parse it. But keep in mind, they claim that these people are white supremacists. So listen to, pay attention to that as you listen to this.
For history, this Midwestern housewife, like a lot of white Americans, does not think the Negro should present history's bill to her.
We hear so much about the slavery. 300 years ago, our grandfathers were slaves, or 200 years ago, our grandfathers were slaves. Well, for God's sake, did we have anything to do with that? I had no part in it. I had no slaves. My folks didn't. My grandparents didn't. Are they blaming us for what happened 3 years ago? Let's forget the past. Think of the future. Build up the future. And why keep hemming and hawing over the same thing over and over and over again? And they say, you must give me land because my grandfather was a slave. Well, then I would say, for God's sake, find the man who had your grandfather as a slave and then demand the land from him. Don't bother me because I had no part of it.
Across the country, we asked whites whether the main reason Negroes had not made more progress was because of racial discrimination or because Negroes have not worked hard enough. This lawyer expressed a view we heard most often.
We find there is the reluctance upon the part of too many Negroes, particularly among the young, to take the hard and remunerative jobs that must be necessary to earn a living. There is a feeling that for some reason somebody owes them a living.
Just about half of whites in our survey said the Negro has not made more progress because he has not worked hard enough. Only 15% blames discrimination. Some had no opinion.
I feel that they're basically lazy when this summer, for example, opportunity was given to them to better themselves in getting as many jobs as possible in various fields of retail, wholesale, and they don't take the full advantage of accepting the responsibility of going out for these jobs. They feel that they're not good enough for them.
Welcome back, everybody. What that lady was saying is blacks at the time feel that the jobs were beneath them. And you look at what caused this thinking. And I always go back, I point back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And I explain this because my grandmother told me this and I was shocked. I remember her when we talked about how hard she worked. And she was explaining picking cotton. I picked cotton as a kid, but for fun. They grew cotton crops when my great-grandfather was a sharecropper. And, he had stopped being a sharecropper. But in the place where I grew up, when I went to go visit him, there was a cotton field. And I would go there because my grandmother talked about picking cotton all the time. She's like, ooh, see all that cotton? It reminds me of picking cotton. And she'd go into her stories. And she told me my grandfather, not my grandfather I was raised with, but my actual biological grandfather, was given a 100-pound sack. A sack that could hold 100 pounds of cotton. And she, I believe, was given an 80-pound sack. Or maybe it was 50. But it was lighter. Women were given lighter. Guys were given heavier. And she made 10 cents. My great-grandfather made 10 cents a sack. And she made, you know, like 7 cents. I don't remember the numbers. But it was nothing. And if you know how many little cotton things you got to pick to put in a sack, and it weighs 100 pounds, I can tell you, it's no fun. And, I mean, just think of the number of cotton balls that you got to put in a sack. And that sack looks like a big old long weather, that tells the pilot which way the wind is blowing. So they're out there in 100-degree Texas heat, picking cotton, bent over, and these cotton bowls would mark your hands, would cut your hands. And so they got used to it. They got used to the point where their hands are so callous, just put them in there, and shove that cotton in the bag. And my grandfather's bag would end up being like 10 feet long to fill it up with all the cotton that would make 100 pounds. And my grandmother had hers, and they'd weigh them, and then you got paid. And it was nothing. So I tell that story because I remember my grandmother saying, it was a dollar, whether like a dollar or 80 cents. To make a dollar a day was a big deal. A dollar a day. And then along comes FDR with the New Deal. And he says, all right, here's what we're going to do. If you are laid off, we're going to put you to work. So he put all the white people to work. Black folks who couldn't find jobs were given menial jobs or they were put on welfare. And welfare might pay you a dollar a day to stay home, maybe more. So the way my grandmother explained it was, you could actually make more money not working in the hot fields, not ironing dresses and washing clothes and lye, and so on and so forth. So the incentive was to stay home. Now, many people were like, nah, that's only for an emergency. You know, we had scruples back then, and so we wouldn't do it. People went to work. But in my opinion, that was the beginning of the end. When you got people that, no matter what you say, if you get out there and you pick 100 pounds of cotton and you have an experience to tell, that's him. For me, I'm proud to tell you my grandfather picked cotton. He understands it. That is a hard day's work. To say my grandfather stayed at the house on welfare, that's a whole different deal. And so I talked the other day about Donald Trump saying we've stolen the dreams. We have dreamers in America who can no longer dream. And that's where we are. We've stolen their dreams. Because hard work creates those dreams. I had a conversation with my son, my youngest son, and I was talking about, son, you have to work, and you have to work from the bottom up. And he says, what do you mean, Dad? I said, the reason why you have to work from the bottom up is you have to know your craft. When you tell me a guy is made the CEO of a company because he started with the company in the mailroom and he went from department to department, I want to invest in that company. See, that's a guy that understands that company inside out. He knows where the processes are broken, where they could be fixed, where it's not worth fixing. If he's good and he's observant, that is the best person you can hire. You could say, I'm going to bring in so-and-so who ran another company and successfully, and they are, you know, $100 million man over at Hewlett-Packard. Look at what happened to Carly Fiorina. They brought in hotshot Carly, and she ruined the company. They needed somebody who understood it from the ground up.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm talking about this clip that I heard from BBC, and they call white supremacists who had very valid things about blacks in the 60s. And one lady said they want us to pay them for slavery. And I didn't own any slaves. My folks didn't have any slaves. Are they blaming us? What happened to the future? When do blacks stop worrying about the past and start worrying about the future? This was in the 60s. They were still doing documentaries where they call people Negroes. You do a documentary now where you call people Negroes, people lose their mind.
You can't say Negro.
I guarantee you there are people on this listening to my radio show that take offense to the word Negro, that wonder, Kevin, how do you use that word so regularly? How? Easily. It's just a word. It isn't even the N-word. It's the N-word light. Pardon the pun. Because you get it, N-word light versus dark. Yeah, I'm glad one of y'all got that. Anyway, she's right. And then somebody else says, look, they don't want jobs. They don't want menial jobs. And I was about to tell a story. I was talking to my son, my youngest son, and he was telling me, oh, you know, I wouldn't want to do that job or whatever. And I said to him, son, I'm going to give you a lesson early on in life, and don't you ever forget these words. You will do whatever it takes to feed yourself and your family. And if that means a menial job, then you take that job. Don't you ever be so prideful that you're not willing to go work for a living. And he looked at me, and he knew I was serious. Because he's, you know, degrading some job. Like, I wouldn't do that job. Yes, you would. Under the right circumstances, I'm raising you to do that job. We clear? Yeah, Dad. Okay. I go, because you know what, son? Somebody's doing that job. Maybe not willingly. Maybe, you know, I mean, obviously willingly, but maybe not happily. But they're doing it. You think a guy grows up and goes, I'm going to be a janitor? Or I'm going to be a trash man working on the truck or whatever? No. But life deals you your cards. And these people gladly accept it. And don't you denigrate them. That's what I was telling him. There's no job that makes a man less than you. And I think that's an important lesson. And that's why I made sure I drove it home. But then I went on to say this. I said to him, son, you have to understand. Unless you do that menial job, you don't know what you want to invent. And I said, necessity is the mother of invention. Actually, his mom chimed in because I couldn't remember the saying. But the point was this. If you're out, and I use this example. I said, let's say you're told to go sweep the patio. And you don't have anything to sweep it with. So you get down on your hands with a piece of cardboard. And you're moving everything out of the way. And so, if that was your job and you did it every day, you know what you do? First thing is you get off your knees. You wouldn't be on your knees with cardboard brushing everything off the patio. You'd say it would be a lot easier if I stood. So you'd stand up and you'd say, okay, let me take a stick and I'll put the cardboard on it. And you do that. And then you'd go, you know, this cardboard isn't working. It's too flimsy. It's not, you know, getting everything off. You can see where I sweep, where I don't, blah, blah, blah. And so you would eventually come to the conclusion that you need maybe straw. So that's what happened. Somebody doing that job suddenly went, you know what, this will be a lot easier if I could use this. So somebody put some straw together, and they started sweeping. And then they noticed a few things. They went, wow, you know, I sweep a few times, and the bristles fray at the end. So what if I wrap a band around it so that the bristles get a little bit stronger? So they did that. And ultimately, the broom became, I don't know, they use nylon or some sort of a thing that doesn't fray as badly. And so, you know, so they've improved it, is what I'm saying. But it wouldn't have improved if somebody didn't have the menial job to do it. And by the way, that's true of everything that there is. It's true of your camera. It's true of big loading equipment. Somebody was using a wheelbarrow. Went, you know what? If I could stick a motor on this thing and put it on four wheels, I could drag this stuff around. Somebody was lifting rocks, and some other guy goes, man, if you could find something with a bucket, a scooper on it, and we pick that up and put it inside of there, then you don't have to load the wheelbarrow. Then if it was not a wheelbarrow and it was a quad runner, and you could let the thing, you know, blah, 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 and everything is about making it easier. So that's what they do. That's what teaching you that stuff does. So when you say, oh, there's menial tasks, There's no such thing. And for the record, the Democrats are destroying the menial task system and the entrepreneurial spirit of young people, because when you have these rinky-dink jobs and you're the new generation, you're now coming at it from a different perspective. Think about, so I'll give you an example. I worked on the brush truck for the city of Brady. And I'd go out in these hot alleys, me, Brad, and a guy named Willie, Mexican dude who worked there. That was his job. Me and Brad were just summer interns. So we'd go load up all the brush. You know, when you call, you would make a special call to us and say, hey, we just put out a bunch of leaves and brush, and you need to come pick it up. And we would schedule it, and we'd come pick it up. And nowadays, they have a bulk pickup where you just, on this day of the month, we do bulk pickup along with regular trash, have all your landscaping done, and bulk pickup occurs. Now, all I can tell you, I worked on the brush truck for a summer, and I was already innovating. Willie used to pick up branch by branch. I guess he was just slow. I would take this long pitchfork. I would jump on top of it and stab those branches whole. And I'd pick up, I don't know, it felt like 100 pounds, but I'd pick that whole thing up and slam it into the truck. And Willie would go, he'd look at me like, that's crazy, man. But he was used to, you know, being a one-man band, I guess, and just going out there branch by branch and, you know, getting through whatever amount he could get through. But when Elmer told me, we have a certain number of these things we do during, you know, per day, you guys get a certain number of calls. And it was based on Willie's schedule. And Willie was slow. So we might have 8 calls. And if we got finished by noon, we were done. They didn't schedule more calls. That was our day. So me and Brad were like, we can knock this out, Willie. So we got to where we would park our car off the site because we knew we were going to finish up. And we innovated. We had ways of getting that stuff done that just probably blew Willie's mind. But we were like, let's get this out of this, knock it out. But he was too stuck in his own ways. So what I'm getting at is this. Youngsters having these jobs, these entry-level jobs, are going to look at them differently than older people. They've got a different wiring. They see how things can be easier. But we don't let them have that chance. Because now, at $15 an hour, you're taking that away from them. Nobody's going to hire them. They're going to hire people with families and, you know, to take that job seriously. Now, maybe that person does it, but here's the problem with that. Capitalists now are already innovating. They're saying, I want the least amount of people involved. So using the brush truck as an example, nowadays, you know what they do? They have these big trash cans, these bins. They have hooks built into them, and they have rollers on the back. A truck comes along. There's, at least in Arizona, 3 different trucks. There's a regular compost, you know, for your yard stuff. There's things that are recyclables, and then there's your regular trash. And you put all 3 bins out, and 3 different trucks come along, grab it without the guy getting off the truck, lid pops open, dumps the stuff out, puts it back down, and they move on. It's practically automated. Imagine one of these days Uber owning those trucks and doing that around the neighborhood. That's what you're going to find. You'll put those things in a certain place. Uber trucks will show up, take a picture, and empty it out. But I want to go back to the white supremacists. The people on this BBC thing that they're calling white supremacists are not white supremacists. They're the same white Americans of yesteryear who don't understand why people keep complaining about everything America. They're sick of it. You're sick of it. And it does not in any way make you racist. And the idea that BBC would even, this is in the 60s they were calling these people racist. And now we're going through more of it. Kamal Bell of CNN calling you racist. People, a former Bush-Reagan guy said, if you voted for Trump, you're racist. How silly is that?
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.